डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जाए, जैसे प्रसाद डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जाए, हरे नाम संकीर्तन की जाए, इसका न्यूतम की जाए, निताय गौर प्रमनंदी हरिव हरिव अ क्रोरी श्री संबरी बरी हरे कृष्ण, अ क्रोरी श्री संबरी बरी हरे कृष्ण, अ क्रोरी श्री संबरी बरी हरे कृष्ण, अ क्रोरी श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्य नारायण चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत्त्वचायामुदीरयेत् नस्तप्रायेषु अवतरिषु नित्यं भगवतं सेवया भगवद्युतमाश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, chapter 7, text number 38. Looks like there's some problem with the screen. Huh? So maybe I should just go ahead. Huh? Purushasya cha samstanam sarupam va palasya cha gyanam cha naigamam yat tat guru shisha prayojanam purushasya cha samstanam sarupam va parasya cha gyanam cha naigamam yata guru shisha prayojanam purushasya cha samstanam sarupam va parasya cha gyanam cha naigamam yata guru shisha prayojanam purushasya cha samsanam sarupam va parasya cha gyanam cha naigamam yata guru shisha prayojanam. Madhaji. Mm-hmm. Purushasya of the living entity. Cha also. Samsthanam existence. Swarupam identity. Va either or. Palasya of the supreme. Cha also. Jnanam knowledge. Cha also. Naigamam in the matter of the Upanishads. Yat that. Tat the same. Guru spiritual master. Shisha disciple. Prayojanam necessities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. What are the truths regarding the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What are their identities? What are the specific values in the knowledge in the Vedas? And what are the necessities for the spiritual master and his disciples? Purport. The living entities are constitutionally servitors of the Lord, who can accept all kinds of service from everyone. It is clearly declared in the Bhagavad Gita 5:29 that the Lord is the supreme enjoyer of the benefits of all sacrifices and all penances. The proprietor of all that is manifested, and the friend of all living entities. That is his real identity. Therefore, when the living entity accepts this supreme proprietorship of the Lord and acts in that attitude, he resumes his real identity. In order to elevate the living entity to this standard of knowledge, there is the necessity of spiritual association. The bona fide spiritual master desires that his disciples know the process of rendering transcendental service to the Lord. And the disciples also know that they have to learn about the eternal relationship between God and the living entity from a self-realized soul. To disseminate transcendental knowledge, one must retire from mundane activities on the strength of enlightenment in knowledge in terms of Vedic wisdom. That is the sum and substance of all the questions in this verse. Om Gyana Timinandasya Gyanan Janan Shalakaya Chakshu Umilitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtan Stapitan Yena Buddhane Svayan Rupa Kadama Hyan Tadati Swam Padantikam Vandehan Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Lakunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvetam Savatuta Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinnabandhu Chakapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kamchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishvanebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadhatra, Shri Vasade Gola Bhakta Binda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Purushasya Chasamstanam, Swarupamva Parashyacha, Gyanancha Naigamam Yatat, Guru Shisha Prayojanam. Translation again. What are the truths regarding the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What are their identities? what are the specific value in the knowledge in the Vedas, and what are the necessities for the spiritual master and his disciple. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he made a nice point saying that the living entities are constitutional servitors of the Lord. So it reminds me actually a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is said here, Jivara Swarupahaya Krishna Nityadas Krishna Tatasta Shakti Veda Veda Prakasha Suryamsa Kirana Yache Agni Jala Chaya Swabhavika Krishna Tina Prakara Shaktihaya. Translation to this verse is, it is the living entity's constitutional position to be an eternal servant of Krishna because he is the marginal energy of Krishna and a manifestation simultaneously one with and different from the Lord. Like a molecular particle of sunshine or fire. Krishna has three varieties of energy. Srila Prabhupada said that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains these verses as follows. Sri Sanatana Goswami asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Who am I?" In answer, the Lord replies, You are a pure living entity. You are neither the gross material body nor the subtle body composed of mind and intelligence. So from here we could understand, actually we have two material bodies. One body is a gross material body made of five gross material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. Another material body is called subtle body, which is made from intelligence, ego, a false ego, and mind. But the spirit soul is different from, is aloof actually from this two material body. And Prabhupada, he further explained as follows, actually you are a spiritual soul, eternally part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, Krishna. Therefore, you are his eternal servant. You belong to Krishna's marginal potency. There are two worlds, the spiritual world and the material world. And you are situated between the material and the spiritual potencies. It's just like when you are on the beach, at the sea, in the ocean, you can see there is a urge where the water from the ocean can just reach. So that urge is actually the condition of our, you know, conditioned soul. You know, it's actually our actually our situation is marginal, because sometimes, you know, we will be covered by the water and sometimes we can come to the land. So sometimes we are situated in spiritual energy, and sometimes, and actually most of the time, we are covered by the material energy in this material world. Therefore, you are called marginal potency. You are related with Krishna as one and simultaneously different. Because you are spirit soul, you are one in quality with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because you are very minute particle of spirit soul, you are different from the Supreme Soul. Therefore, your position is simultaneously one and different from the Supreme Soul. The example given are those of the sun itself and the small particles of the sunshine and of a blazing fire and the small particles of fire. Another explanation of this verse can be found in Adi Lila chapter 2, verse 96. Yeah. It is also, Prabhupada, he said in today's verse, he actually quoted a verse from the Bhagavad Gita that it's from the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. It's the fifth chapter, text 29. Prabhupada, he quoted this verse. Bhoktanam yakya tapasyam sava loka maheshwaram surhitam sava bhutanam gyatvamam shanti uchate. Translation to this verse is, a person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entity, attains peace from the pains of material misery. So that's why Prabhupada, he said here that the living entity, you know, his constitutional position is actually his eternal servant of Krishna. And if we can understand this point, then there will be peace and harmony in this world. But unfortunately, you know, the conditioned soul within the clutches of the illusory energy are all anxious to attain peace in the material world, but they do not know the formula for peace, which is explained in this part of the Bhagavad Gita. The greatest peace formula is simply this: Lord Krishna is the beneficiary in all human activities. Man should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord, because he is the proprietor of all planets and the demigods thereon. No one is greater than him. He is greater than the greatest of the demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. In the Vedas, Svetashtara Upanishad, the Supreme Lord is described as Tam Ishvanam Paramam Maheshwaram. Under the spell of illusion, living entities are trying to be lords of all the survey, but actually they are dominated by the material energy of the Lord. The Lord is the master of material nature, and the conditioned soul are under the stringent rules of material nature. So unless one understands these bare facts, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world, either individually or collectively. This is the sense of Krishna consciousness. This is the sense of Krishna consciousness. So Lord Krishna is the supreme predominator, and all living entities, including the great demigods, are his subordinates. So one can attain perfect peace only in complete Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is actually the only way, yeah, for the peace of the whole world, you know. Another important, you know, another important point in the purport is Srila Prabhupada, he said that the disciple, very interesting point, that the disciple also know that they have to learn about the eternal relationship between God and the living entity from a realized soul. That means, you know, we are trying to practice this spiritual life. In order to be successful, then you have to learn this science of Krishna consciousness from a self-realized soul. It is also confirmed here in the Bhagavad Gita. There's a very nice verse here describing this. Tat vidhi pranipate na pari prashnena sevaya upadekshanti te gyanam jnani nastat vadashana. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Prabhupada, he said in this verse that the path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord, therefore, advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master. In the line of disciplic succession from the Lord himself. So, for us, we are Vaishnavas, so we have four sampradayas. We have four Vaishnava sampradayas. Bhakta Ember, can you remember the four sampradaya? Can you tell us the four sampradayas? We have four Vaishnava sampradayas. What? Ruja Sampradaya? What's that? Lakshmi Sampradaya, Shri Sampradaya, yeah. And then? Lord Brahma, yeah. That's where we are. We are from Lord Brahma. And then there's one more. Ruja Sampradaya, one from Lord Shiva. So actually, we are from Lord Brahma, this Sampradaya. Yeah. So we have four Vaishnava Sampradaya. So in order to become successful in the spiritual life, so we have to take shelter of a spiritual master from these four Sampradaya. Yeah. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and the person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretender. So I remember, you know, my Guru Maharaj, he was telling us a story that he had experienced when he was traveling in India. Because in India, many people, they are following a yogi called Sai Baba. Maybe many of you heard about his name. Because, you know, Sai Baba, he can manifest some gold from his hand. You know, from nowhere, he can manifest some gold in his hands like that, you know. And he became attracted to so many, you know, innocent people. People think, oh, yeah, he can manifest gold in his hand. He must be God, you know. Worship him like anything. Yeah, but my Guru Maharaj was saying, you know, there are so many gold in the gold mine, you know. How much Sai Baba can manifest? Yeah, if he can manifest 1 ton or turns of God, then that's something. You know, he's just cheating people like that, you know. Yeah. But, you know, people in this age of Kali, they are so foolish. They want to be cheated like that, you know. Yeah. The Bhagavatam 6:19 says, Dhammam tu saksha bhagava pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path, nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant, without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination of spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master. And when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. So it actually reminds me the story of Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakur. He wants to get initiation from his spiritual master, Gokishore Das Babaji. But, you know, Gokishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he's feeling that he was not qualified to initiate Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakur, because Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakur is coming from a very high class family. His father, Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Thakur, was actually a magistrate in the British government, in the government. Of course, in those days, the British, India was ruled by the British people. But he was the magistrate, you know, in the government office. So, Gokishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he was feeling not qualified, you know, to initiate Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakur. But, you know, Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakur, he was so determined. He tried many times. He approached Gokishore Das Babaji many times, and Gokishore Das Babaji didn't agree. And finally, you know, he told Maharaj, if you don't, and at the last, he left very, distressed, you know, he left like that, you know. And at that time, you know, Gokishore Das Babaji Maharaj was feeling there would be something wrong with Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakur. And he followed him. And at the point that he saw that Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakur is just ready to jump from the bridge to the river, you know, he tried to commit suicide. He was so determined, you know. Because Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakur, he was feeling that if Maharaj, you don't initiate me, then my life is useless. Then better let me go and commit suicide, you know. And then at that point, Gokishore Das Babaji Maharaj immediately called out, hey, please don't do that. I will give you an initiation. I will give you an initiation. Something like that, you know. So you can see how sincere is a disciple, you know. So one must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master. And when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. So in this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get clear understanding from him. In submission and service and not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries become perfect. So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Okay. Thank you very much for coming. Gantraj Shima Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai.